Brothers and sisters, today we hear about loving our enemies in the gospel. We also hear about the Father's mercy for us. And Jesus is teaching us about what true love is today. Of course, we heard him say those memorable words, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. And as Christians, you know, it's something we've probably heard now and again. But I think how good it is to ponder these words, because these are pretty profound. You know, I'd encourage you to pull out your Bible this week just to crack it open and to reflect on these words from Luke, from Luke's gospel. But also we heard of the mercy of God the Father. Jesus said, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. We saw an example to this, of course, today in our first reading of David. We see that King Saul, of course, is coming after David, right? He's coming after him in full force. He has 3,000 picked men, and he's coming after David to kill him, to find him. So there must have been a real hatred here. And then, of course, as they're resting, we see David and Abishai sneak into the camp while Saul's sleeping, and they find him with his spear right next to him. And Abishai is all prepared to kill him, right? But we see David then say, do not harm him, for who can lay hands on the Lord's anointed and remain unpunished? So instead, they take the spear, they take the water jug, so that he could prove their mercy, that they could show the charity that they did offer to Saul from a distance. And so David has a great respect for the Lord's anointed, for the office, even though the man may be struggling. But also, especially right today, we see that great mercy that he is reflecting from God the Father, that great charity, that great love of enemies, even though Saul is coming after him with all that he's got. In the gospel today, we heard Jesus speaking about love your enemies. And he uses this term, a form of the word agape, this Greek term, not really so much a romantic love. When we hear about love in our culture, obviously, often it is, you know, always associated with romantic things. But this is that complete and total love, like the kind of love that God the Father shows each one of us. It is more than just a natural virtue, this love. And we realize, you know, that in every culture, there is this natural idea of love and care for others, right? So we heard Jesus mention the golden rule today. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is a good thing, but we do, you know, we see this in all kinds of cultures, many cultures. It's a natural thing, as I mentioned. You know, even giving this for that, even with enemies, as we heard in the scriptures. But Jesus takes us so much deeper than that, right? You know, for after the line of this about do unto others, he says, for if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? And so the Lord wants to take us to a supernatural love that we can have through his graces, a great response that he calls us. And we know it's not easy. It's something we have to learn. It's a struggle, right? It's a struggle to love our enemies. It's something difficult to understand. We have to ponder it. We have to pray about it. We have to receive those graces to do it. And reflecting upon this and how we could learn from this struggle of loving our enemies, I was just thinking and I reflected. I remembered a story that I was told a couple summers ago about, three or four summers ago. I spent the summer in Calcutta, India, where Mother Teresa's sisters are, and I worked with the sisters there, the missionaries of charity. And of course, their particular job is to work with the poorest of the poor, right? Of course, they're dedicated first to the Lord and do much prayer and adoration and mass every day, but also especially working with the poorest of the poor, finding Christ there. And one day after our work, I went to this small meeting and there was a sister, Sister Michael. She was from the UK. She was from England. She was a physician and she told this story in this little Bible study we were having. She said, one time there was this sister, another missionary charity, and one of her jobs was to care for this elderly woman as part of her work of caring for the poor. And this elderly woman was always cantankerous, always unkind to the sister. She was never kind to the sister. You know, she would even throw the bedpan at the sister. I mean, it was a difficult job. And so the sister faithfully cared for this elderly woman, even though she was always unkind to her. And then as time went on, eventually this elderly woman, who was rather cantankerous, passed away. And the sister, in response to this, she took a rose and placed it on the body of this old woman, this elderly woman who had passed away. And the other sisters, the friends of this sister who had been the caretaker, they couldn't understand her reaction. They said, you know, she never treated you kindly. how is it that you could have placed a rose on her? I mean, why this special token? And the sister said in response to them, because she was the one that taught me how to love. She was the one that taught me how to love. Isn't that beautiful? I think it's so profound. And I think each of us, you know, we have opportunities to love in our struggles and those people that are difficult to love in our lives. And God can draw us closer to himself in that. Each one of our crosses, each one of our struggles is an opportunity to grow closer to God. You know, we all fail at sometimes. You know, we all fail. We don't do our best. You know, we sin. But the Lord is always trying to draw us closer to himself. And this is a special opportunity for that, those struggles, especially when we're called to love others, to love our enemies, to love those who are difficult to love. I think we also learn about love in our families, you know, especially with our relationships with our father and mother, with our sisters and brothers. For our parents were the first ones who showed us how to love by being merciful with us, by loving us, by caring for us, by our parents' love for one another. But often for each one of us too, we need some healing in these relationships. You know, to understand how to interact within the world, we need to understand our relationship with our parents, our father and our mother, our sisters and our brothers, before we understand our relationship in the world. So good it is to work for that healing. If you need healing in your life anywhere, with your father, with your mother, with any siblings, to invite the Lord into that, to reach out to them, to do everything you can to bring some prayer to that situation. Because the Lord wants you to experience that healing. And it will help open us to the Holy Spirit in the rest of our lives and in other aspects of our lives too. Even though it's difficult, you know, maybe you have to go visit your parent in the nursing home. Maybe it's difficult. Maybe someone has a difficult personality in your family. But if you continue to remain steadfast in that, just continue to try and reach out to them, to grow in that relationship, to build that relationship as a brother, a sister, a son, or a daughter. This can really help us in the rest of our lives to learn to love and then to share that in the world. Of course, we're all called to love too, and sometimes that does include boundaries, of course. I don't deny that. But we're all called to love even when it is difficult. And I think often we need that healing even within our families first. We know that Jesus came to give us the Father's love. The Father sent his Son that he might die for each one of us on the cross, to offer his life in sacrifice for us out of love. And of course, we know Jesus left, but he sent us the Holy Spirit, that love between the Father and the Son incarnate. And so today, may we all know of the Father's overflowing love and mercy for us. May we know that Jesus walks beside us each day to enlighten us, to strengthen us, to guide us, and to teach us how to love.